Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a bright, sunny morning across major cities in Israel. Expect clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem throughout the day. Haifa will enjoy a cool breeze, perfect for those heading out. Here are today's headlines. First, Qatar rushes to mediate an Iran deal as Tehran threatens U.S. bases and ships over tanker strikes. This comes from Ynet, reported 3 hours ago. Also, a report from Walla, 4 hours ago, says Israel has established a secret military base in Iraq and attacked Iraqi forces approaching it. Also this hour, the IDF hit more than 85 targets across Lebanon earlier today, as reported by JNS. Hezbollah launched explosive drones at Israeli territory near the border, wounding 3 soldiers. Separately, I-24 News reports from 6 hours ago that Israel operated a secret base in Iraq during the Iran war and struck Iraqi troops to prevent exposure. And finally, from JTA, in earlier reporting, a man who firebombed a Boulder Israeli hostage march has been sentenced to life in prison. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global posted just minutes ago about a Pakistani-American Muslim student who won a lawsuit after her pro-Palestinian art was erased by a New York school. Alex Pritsas, an analyst, posted recently about ongoing tensions in Ukraine involving Putin. Leslie Kajomovitz, a commentator, shared thoughts on Ramzi Barood, editor-in-chief of the Palestine Chronicle, who is currently accused of supporting Hamas. Now for more on those stories, starting with Qatar's mediation efforts. According to Ynet, Qatar is actively working to broker a memorandum between Iran and the U.S. This move comes as Tehran issues threats over recent tanker strikes. The situation remains tense, with potential impacts on regional stability. Turning to the secret military base in Iraq, according to Walla, Israel established this base during the ongoing conflict with Iran. The report suggests that Israeli forces acted to prevent Iraqi troops from discovering the location. This development highlights the intricate military strategies in the region. Meanwhile, the IDF's recent actions in Lebanon, JNS reports that over 85 targets were hit in response to Hezbollah's drone attacks. This comes as tensions along the Israeli-Lebanese border continue to escalate, posing risks to local communities. The secret base in Iraq, highlighted by I-24 News, underscores Israel's strategic military operations during the Iran war. The report suggests that Israeli forces took decisive action to maintain the secrecy of their operations. This reflects the complex dynamics of regional military engagements. Lastly, the sentencing in the Boulder attack case. JTA reports that the assailant received a life sentence following the firebombing incident. The attack resulted in the death of a Jewish woman, deeply impacting the local community. Turning to business and markets. First, ZyG raises $60 million in a Series A funding round at a $500 million valuation. This news comes just a year after its launch, led by Iron Source founders, as reported by CTech. Separately, Luimi Partners invests NIS $200 million in Landora. Globes highlights that Landora's assets include the popular Japanica restaurant chain with over 40 branches. And finally, a report from Walla Business reveals that 18% of jobs are at immediate risk. OpenAI's analysis covers over 900 professions, offering a complex picture of the job market. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.